News Talk ZB.
It is 11 to 6. Now, a report to be released this morning by the New Zealand Initiative says our education system is failing at teaching children's maths. And that is fair enough. There's been three studies, both overseas and here, on our maths education over the past year, and they've all said it's not good enough. This report says we're spending too much time on finding solutions and not enough time on the basics. The report's author is Rose Patterson. Good morning to you, Rose.
Good morning, Andrew.
Have we got worse, or were we always like this?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We've had a look over the last 30 years, and even sort of back in the early 1980s, people were very concerned about New Zealand's maths performance in primary schools. So it's not a new problem. But what's interesting is that since the Numeracy Project, which is the program that we've criticised in this report, has been in place since about 2001, maths performance has been in decline since then, even though it did start to show signs of improvement in the 1990s. So we have always been not so good at maths, but it has gotten worse since this project was implemented.
Yes, and the Ministry can't dispute this. Their own report released last week says our kids get worse and worse between the years 4 and 8. And you are saying get back to basics. You're proposing, is it a better balance between rote and relational learning?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. It's a bit of balance. It's not about sort of saying, let's go back to sort of a Victorian-era style of just rote learning basics and not having any understanding. We would never advocate for that at all. I mean, we want children to sort of develop a, you know, a deep conceptual understanding of mathematics that the Numeracy Project did intend. But in order to have that, you need to have some of the basics in place because that helps to free up working memory for working on more complex mathematical tasks.
And you're actually suggesting that parents should insist on basic facts, a bit of rote learning, a bit of times tables.
Yeah, and look, you know, many schools already do this. It's interesting, talking to my mum the other day, and she was a primary school teacher back when the Numeracy Project was implemented, sort of in its pilot phases in the 1990s, and I wasn't actually aware of this before I did the research, but she said a lot of the teachers in her school were quite resistant to the Numeracy Project because they said, you know, actually we still need to get the basics right. So I think a lot of schools even back then said, no, we will take on some of these new methods, but we want to keep in place the important knowledge and basics and fluency and the times tables and all that sort of stuff. And other schools today probably would have realised by now, actually, you know, now we want to put the emphasis back. So we're not saying all schools have not got the balance right. We're just saying, you know, the messages from the Ministry have been inconsistent over the years, and the pendulum has, on balance, swung a little bit too far to these new methods.
But you are suggesting a solution. You're saying in the report the big problem is primary school teachers with not enough mathematics learnings. And there was a test a while back where they had to add fractions, and a third of them couldn't?
A third of them couldn't do that, yeah. And, you know, that's quite concerning. And this is definitely not to point the finger at teachers and blame teachers. And I think, and we've maintained this all along, the New Zealand Initiative, that teachers are the most important resource in the education system.
But your report is suggesting that our primary school teachers should get a certificate of maths teachers' competency. So you are criticising them. Is that the right way to go, though?
Yeah, I mean, criticising, and you know, it's not saying, you terrible teachers, you've done a terrible job. It's just saying, hey, look, you know, your maths is not up to scratch for a lot of people. And the certificate that we've suggested, what we want it to be is an optional certificate. So my belief is that most primary school teachers in the country, in fact the vast majority, want to see their students do well in maths and in other subjects. And so we want to make this sort of an optional thing where if teachers want to have a bit of a competitive advantage when they're searching for teaching positions, if they have the certificate, it says to principals, hey, I've gone the extra mile to ensure that, you know, my maths skills are up to scratch in order to teach this subject. And that just sort of sends a bit of a signal to the principal and to parents about their capability in maths.
Rose Patterson, I thank you very much. It's an interesting report. And that certificate of maths teachers' competency, Rose just said it should be optional. Or should it be compulsory for our primary school teachers? 92.92 ZBZB.